This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's John Clayton. And actually, he's joining us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. John, thank you for being with us again. Jeff Phelps here. My buddy's Andy Baskin. How are you, John?
Good to be with you.
Congratulations on making it through yet another NFL draft. It went from something back when you started to what it is now, John. How about the transformation of players, of teams adding about six players to a team during an NFL draft? It's become a huge deal.
Yeah, it really has, because I still remember, you know, back when I started in the early 70s, and you know, you're basically in the facility for, you know, to like 2-3 in the morning, because everything was done in one day. It was done in February as opposed to being done in April. And it's like, it's so different now, because, you know, it's become such a big event. And then, of course, you see the ratings. I mean, I know it was like the third highest rated thing as far as in NFL history, as far as a draft. But also, it's like when you see a 15 rating, which is even down, I mean, the first day of the draft ends up being a higher rating than NBA championship games and baseball championship games, all those different things. It's just really a big event. It's on three networks. It's huge.
Hey, John, how did Cleveland look to you? Just curious.
I thought it was fine. I mean, Greg Newsome, I thought, was a good pick. I thought he was going to go to Chicago at 20, but of course they were able to be fortunate enough to trade up for Justin Fields and Owusu Koroma. I think that getting him in the second round, because actually in my mock draft for the Washington Post, I had him going to Cleveland at number one, but obviously that heart condition that we find out about pulled him down into the second round. But to get a 216-pound linebacker with that kind of range, I thought worked out really well. So, you know, two guys on a defense that should be pretty good this year.
John, it's a little different for us in Cleveland because, you know, we're used to filling holes. We're not used to adding depth. I don't know that the Browns had a major hole that needed to be filled. If there was, it might have been at corner and or linebacker, and they took care of both of those. The approach that a team uses when it's good, as opposed to what we've been used to here, did they do a nice job with that, doing it for the first time in a while?
Yeah, because, again, it's like you can see last year was a turning point, because here you have a coach that came in, Kevin Stefanski, that changed the attitude in the locker room, had a much better offensive mind that was able to come in with, you know, a two-back type of scheme that was able to work and make it easier on Baker Mayfield. And you saw as the season went on, Baker Mayfield played better because less was asked of him. So I thought that was good. I mean, the only thing that I just wonder about is that, okay, they did a great job in being able to get Jadeveon Clowney, but did they hurt themselves by cutting Sheldon Richardson? Because having seen both players out here in Seattle, Sheldon Richardson is still a very good defensive tackle.
Yeah, are you hearing? I mean, there's still little rumblings about maybe perhaps Sheldon Richardson having some hope to come back. And I'm also curious, because you brought them both up, how you think Clowney's going to work here in Cleveland.
I think Clowney's going to work fine as long as he's healthy. Now, the one thing is, he probably can't anticipate a 16-game schedule out of him because he's had this history. You know, started out in his rookie year when he had the micro surgery on his knee, and so, you know, he's had injury histories, but I know when I saw him in his day 16 games, or the year he was in Seattle 2 years ago, he did great. Now the one thing he doesn't get is sacks. Whatever it is, he makes a twist or turn or whatever, he doesn't get sacks, it gets pressure. And I know really in the ratings back when he was in Seattle, he was the seventh best edge rusher in the league that year, along with the fact that he was probably the most double-teamed defensive end on a 4-3 defense. So I think getting him, particularly at $8 million, was a bargain. Because remember, a year ago, they probably offered as much as $17 million, and he didn't take it for his not doing good in, as far as his business acumen. But I thought that he can really help. And being on the other side of Myles Garrett, I think that's a huge addition.
John Clayton joining us. John, with Cleveland over the years since coming back to the NFL, quarterback has been the talk like crazy. I think it's real clear the Browns have a quarterback right now. Where do you put Baker Mayfield as far as potential long-term ranking in the NFL? How does he fit with other quarterbacks? And if you're the Browns, how confident are you in him moving forward where you're going to have to write that big check to keep him here long-term?
Yeah, well, of course, I have to write a big check this year because he's got the fifth or next year for the fifth-year option. But and that, you know, when you put the fifth-year option in there, that now takes his average salary to over $10 million. But I think overall, I think he has a chance to at some point get into the top 10. I don't know if he's going to be able to get into the top 5. Maybe not. But I think that he has a chance to maybe get, you know, in the top 10. I think at the moment, you probably put him in the middle at 15 or 16, something like that. But I think that you can see that he can make plays. He's mobile. He can do things. He can lead. He's got good offensive weapons around him. So I think, you know, he's a quarterback on the rise. You know, you look at the beginning of last year, it wasn't great. But then as the season went on, it really turned out to be very, very good. I mean, you look toward the fact at the end of the season, last like 6 weeks or so, he was starting to play a little bit like a Pro Bowler.
Hey, John, I'm wondering, and maybe this is because what we do in Cleveland sometimes, but, you know, there's a notion that we could have 9 new starters on defense for the Browns next year. It sounds like it's going to be great. You bring in great names, and you got great guys playing on defense, and it really feels like Andrew Berry, you know, upgraded the defense. But should we temper expectations knowing that you are probably going to have 9 new starters or at least, you know, somewhere around there on defense, and it takes time for these guys to gel?
Yeah, I have to think so because, I mean, you remember how crazy it was last year. I mean, you know, everybody was thinking, oh, Browns Super Bowls. Like, come on, that's not happening. I mean, it's like everybody went crazy in overestimating where the Browns were going to be. But they ended up being a playoff team, a decent playoff team. And I think right now you're right. It's like, you know, it depends on when the players start to come in. You know, how many are there right now? How many are taking part in the OTAs? Because, again, if you have 9 new starters on defense and all you have is training camp and 3 preseason games to get ready, then it's still going to be very difficult, and it is going to take time. So, you know, that I think could be a problem. But overall, I think that the team looks good, and on paper, you can still make the argument it might be the best team in the AFC North.
John Clayton joining us. John, there's some stink going on in Green Bay right now that you know we've had fun talking about, but I wonder if you're actually involved here. If you're Aaron Rodgers, this is no fun at all. How serious is this guy about trade me? I don't want to be here. I'm going to retire. And maybe even bigger picture, John, how much input, how much should one football player on a team where you have, you know, 60 players, however many you want to have, how much input should one guy have into the organization? And does the fact that he's a 37-year-old quarterback who's clearly on the back 9 have a factor in this at all?
Well, he was an MVP last year, and so I think it's that what you're seeing is a little bit of the NBA right now because, you know, you have NBA players that say, I don't want to be here, and they can work it out and get out of there. But I think it's 100% serious, and I don't think he's ever going to play in a Green Bay uniform again. I don't think he's ever going to step foot in Lambeau Field. And what I do is I go back and just a little bit south to you down. Remember in Cincinnati in 2011, after a 4-12 season, Carson Palmer says, I'm sick of losing. So 4-12, had 2 winning seasons in 7 years. It's like I've got $80 million in the bank. I'm never stepping a foot in Paul Brown Stadium. Well, to add to that, his agent was David Dunn. The agent for Aaron Rodgers is David Dunn. And so I anticipate that you're not going to see him show up for anything. And at some point, the Packers have to realize that and trade him. And all of a sudden, their run as a playoff type of team is going to end.
Would they trade him, or would they call his bluff and just not not trade him and have him sit out and forfeit that cash this year?
I think they'd have him sit out, but at some point they got to recognize that, okay, he's serious about that stuff. And unlike Carson Palmer, because what you saw is that Aaron Rodgers already has a $6.8 million roster bonus in his pocket from March. So, I mean, he can lose $6.8 million of money and not have to sweat about it. Plus, he's already made so much money during his career that that's not an issue. So, no, I think that, if you're the Packers, you wait it out. But I think that at some point, say in October, like it was with Carson Palmer, you realize it, and then you trade him to either Denver or Washington.
Wow. Yeah, it's it was funny. I was listening to the I saw the rumor the other day. I was like, come on, why would they want to do this? But you know, the Russell Wilson for him trade. That was just talk, though. I don't know what.
Yeah, there was never going to be a Russell Wilson trade. Never. It was the most overdone story in all my years of covering the NFL that ever was, and people still bring it up. But it was never going to happen. I mean, the Seahawks. You know, Pete Carroll just signed a 5-year extension. John Snyder, the general manager, a 6-year extension. They're a 12-win team, and if you trade Russell Wilson with no quarterback, I mean, you're now in a 2 to 3 year rebuilding project because it was a $39 million cap hit if you trade him. It was never going to happen.
John, what's standard in the NFL when teams make moves and you have a star quarterback like Aaron Rodgers? How much are they informed? How much should they be informed?
I think they should be informed because, again, it's like particularly if you're a Hall of Famer, like future Hall of Famer like Aaron Rodgers, you need to be informed. I mean, first off, if you were thinking about taking a quarterback last year, I think you need to tell Aaron Rodgers. They didn't tell Aaron Rodgers. You look at the fact that they didn't get him enough players on offense. I mean, in the last 10 drafts, and that predates the current administration, they had 9 defensive players as their first pick, and 1 offensive player, and the only offensive player taken in the first round was Jordan Love, who was brought in to replace him. And so then you go back last year, no wide receivers taken, no wide receivers brought in. And then what did they ended up doing? You know, this year they have to wait to the third round to get him a wide receiver. Ridiculous.
John, let me throw this one at you, too, because you talked about OTAs and stuff like that. And, you know, with the Juwan James incident where he got hurt working out outside of the facility, and he's not going to get any cash for that because he got hurt on the outside. What's going to happen in the offseason? Where do you think we're going to go as far as trying to get back to where we were 2 years ago, knowing that the NFLPA is like, hey, guys, I don't know if this is a good idea. Plus, you've got rookies that now are trying to figure out if they want to come in and make a good impression right away. But, you know, you've got veterans saying, whoa, 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 don't go into the facility. What are your thoughts on it?
I have to think at this stage, you really have to do a double thought if you're a player, because Juwan James is going to lose $32 million with that Achilles tear being away from the facility. So it's like if you do anything away from the facility and the NFL warns the players, if it happens outside the facility and you get hurt, you have no protection. And you can break that contract. And in a year where the cap is down 8% to $182.5 million, you got to be in danger because, again, if James suffered the Achilles injuries when he was there in the facility, he had protection. Now he has no protection and he's going to get cut. And so I have to think that you've got to rethink this. Now I can understand J.C. Treader's point in that it's like, okay, let's not go on the field for the OTAs and all that stuff. But like, if you're a rookie, what are you going to do, particularly if you're an opt-out and you didn't play last year? It's like, okay, you haven't been on the field since 2019, and you don't know anything about what you need to do to be an NFL player. So I think there's got to be a rethinking of that, particularly with the Juwan James injury.
John, leave us with a prediction. Aaron Rodgers does what this coming football season?
Gets traded to Denver, I think. Yeah, I know that his fiance lives in Boulder, Colorado. It'll probably be more in October than it's going to be because you can't trade him now because it's a $38 million cap hit, and no team can handle that. So you can maybe get the $19 million cap hit by trading him in late summer or in the fall. But I think he's not going to be a Packer, and he's going to be probably a Denver Bronco.
John, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
And hope you enjoyed watching the draft in Cleveland, Ohio. We enjoyed having it here. Thank you, John.
Oh, great. Thanks.
John Clayton joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline as he makes Menigan's head explode.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.